USDA's production and yield estimates for our nation's corn crop were lowered slightly from the previous month per the latest crop production forecast.
We did decrease the corn yield a bit. We brought it down to 173.4 bushels per acre. It's down about 0.8 of a bushel. That's going to put the corn crop at $14.4 billion.
And USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber says likewise, soybean production and yield estimates from month to month were increased slightly.
We're now looking at 47.5 bushels per acre. That's up about 0.4 from last month, giving us production of 3.96 billion bushels.
But even with these adjustments, Glauber says the outcome for corn and bean production and yields remains the same as they were for October.
That's still a record.
Even though the adjustments for these crops month to month were relatively small.
We don't normally see very big changes in November. The November estimate relative to the final estimate is typically within 1.5% or so.
On the balance sheet for corn, the biggest adjustment came in ethanol.
We did take up the ethanol number. Now we're forecasting that up 25 million bushels, the corn use for ethanol at 5.15.
That led to lower ending stocks, and prices raised a dime on each end of the projected season-ending average price range, with a price of $3.50 a bushel at the midpoint. For soybeans, while month-to-month production numbers increased slightly, Glauber says more impressive is the record production number for this year's crop from this perspective.
I think a lot of people have been expecting some potential increase with good weather and everything, but we're now looking at a record high production that's almost 18% above the previous record back in 2009. So it's really just a remarkable size crop.
The slight monthly production increase for soybeans, coupled with strong export demand, cut the ending stocks in the latest USDA soybean supply and demand estimate. As a result,
it's also kept the season average price projection for soybeans at $10 a bushel.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.